Today on the program, we're chasing a giant man baby through a hot Florida swamp. It's Larry the Cable Guy, Health Inspector. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Sisko.
And we hate movies. Hello, everyone. Welcome to We Hate Movies on the Sideshow Network. Thank you for tuning in to our fine program, as always. Now, this week, we're talking about Larry the Cable Guy, colon Health Inspector, from the sad year of 2006, directed by some fella named Trent Cooper.
Hey, I'm inspecting your colon. Oh, man, I'm going to write this up for a fart.
Oh, Larry, that's not what a health inspector is.
You'll be... I don't know shit about shit.
That's also not what a cable guy is. Can we get into the...
Please.
Just at the top of the show. Yeah. Now, I'm not as familiar with Larry the Cable Guy's act as many of you might be.
Right.
I'm talking about...
In the world.
In the world.
Not the people in this room, because you know the
listening.
Exact level of fandom we have.
But, okay, so he's like... I know he's like a trashy, fun-loving dude, but he's also, I guess, a cable guy? Like, was that part of the character
I
portrait?
Feel like he must have made cable guy jokes. Like, I'll be there between 5 and 12 if I can get off the toilet.
Or I can go to your place and use your toilet. Yeah. Get her done.
Yeah. Get her done.
And one time, there was a sexy lady at the door, and I fixed the cable.
Well, I mean, like, having a character named Larry the Cable Guy and writing a movie where he's a health inspector, it's like putting, like, getting the Ninja Turtle suits and then dressing them as, like, owls. Like, putting owls on top, owl helmets on top. It's, like, it's useless.
But, like, why not just call him Larry the Health Inspector? Do they think, like, his fans are too stupid to, like, no, I want to see the Cable Guy?
Well,
and not Jim Carrey.
So you're saying it should have been a movie where Larry the Cable Guy actually worked for a cable company?
That, or he's just Larry the Health Inspector.
Well, Larry the Health Inspector starring Larry the Cable Guy is dumber than what this sounds like.
I disagree.
I strongly
you can write in if you agree with me. Hashtag Team Eric, hashtag Team Andrew.
Oh, wow.
This is like a Twilight show.
Rock the vote, I guess.
All right, I'm taking my shirt off.
What? Oh, like Taylor Lautner?
Yeah.
I'll be the sparkly vampire then. So this movie is Larry the Cable Guy's first live-action movie. It's a little raunchier than some of the ones we've covered in the past.
It's less for kids.
Which is, I had never seen it before, and this was shocking to me. Because he's like talking about fucking mannequins, and you see his asshole in the first 5 minutes.
And you know what? He's drinking, which I appreciate because that's what this guy needs to be doing, man.
Yeah, he loves Pabst Blue Ribbon. Get her, dude.
Well, I mean, I feel like, it's either that or the character's like, oh, man, the court ordered me not to drink no more.
I got this cool bracelet now on my leg.
But like this opening, you're right, we do see his nice little crevasse. And
just looking down the chasm of this dude's asshole for like 15 seconds while he comedically gets out of bed.
And then he showers and it's like...
Biggest shock of the movie that he was showering, by the way.
That is a pretty... But they're also trying to show you like how gross he... And he's a health inspector? What? What? Because he's like, he's pissing in the shower now. And then he like he takes a Q-tip, uses it, and then puts it in with the rest of the Q-tips to use later. And it's like fucking filthy. Like there's chicken nugget sauce on this thing. How'd it get in your ear?
Here's something. If you're going to piss in the shower, aim not for your feet. You know what I mean? Like, don't aim for your toes, dude. Like,
he's just dancing in a puddle of piss.
You know what I mean? Like, try and drop it off at the front door if you can. Don't fucking.
My toes are a little cold in this shower.
This little piggy got a yellow drink.
It's like, this little piggy's drinking dick beer.
Dick beer?
Larry the Cable Guy's dick beer. Now in barbecue flavor.
Oh, my God.
This one got a good pour, not much froth on that.
Dude, did you see the color of this prop piss, though? I was like, is he getting chemotherapy in this movie?
That would be a great, like, revelation.
It looked like mellow yellow.
Suddenly, like, halfway through the movie, it's sort of like Creed or something, where Larry the Cable Guy is just like, all my friends are dead.
I got no one left. Hey, cool.
I was thinking more American Splendor, and like Hope Davis is like helping him back to health. We're going to make a comic book, Larry. That's what we do in this family. Hey, cool. I'm dying of cancer.
It's that, or he brings like, in like if Jeff Foxworthy had passed, you know?
Yeah.
All of his friends are dead. So he's bringing like a buffet tray of Golden Corral to Jeff Foxworthy's grave.
He puts a nice liter of Dick beer on Ron White's grave. Beer, by the way. I'm not letting that one go.
No, and nor should you. That's great.
That's good. You could take that home with you.
What you don't want to do, by the way, at the start of your Larry the Cable Guy movie is have the first sound effect your audience hears be snoring. This movie just starts with, like, it's all kid font, by the way. A little kid drew it.
Right.
Larry the Cable Guy Health Inspector, and it's just me, 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 me. Like, he's fucking Curly Howard.
Right. I think they're trying to get, like, a Pee-wee's Playhouse vibe going on here.
I was very surprised he's not talking to the camera like, hey, my name's Larry. My life's crazy.
It should have been, like, a Wayne's World type thing.
It would have been better.
This is kind of the worst Saturday Night Live movie ever made, though, right? Like, it just, it feels like that.
Well, that's what I was wondering, like, because I didn't look it up, but which came first, like, this movie or that blue-collar TV? Because I could see blue-collar TV having a sketch where this idiot is a health inspector, and like that's the sketch.
No, that started in 2004, so it was going on.
Yeah, so then
God, we had more than one season.
I mean, it's because we elected Bush two times, man. Like that's how that works.
Yeah, get her done.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get right into it because you see it right at the top, and it sort of dips in and out of this movie. David Koechner playing a mentally challenged man.
Who they refer to with the R word.
Oh, this movie's retarding left and right. And just laughing while they say it all throughout this movie.
And it's all couched in the same thing that Larry does with all groups. He's just basically like, he's standing above them, but he's like, it's cool, whatever you do, but you're different than me. That's kind of funny.
Well, that's what it's weird in this movie. They sort of make him cool with everybody, even though it's not for me kind of a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he goes into that, like there's an Indian food restaurant he goes in and like he's cool with the family that owns it. He's like, but then even though he's cool with this family or whatever, he has to say shit like, yeah, them hardworking immigrants. And you're just like,
well, he calls it immigrant food. Oh, man, I wouldn't need that immigrant food if you paid me. But hey, they're hardworking group.
But again, it's not because he doesn't want to eat ethnic food. It's because he knows that immigrant food is going to make him have diarrhea.
Which is the real threat of this movie, I guess.
Diarrhea is at every turn.
Dude, he is 6 minutes in farting.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we had some texting going on about this last night, counting the farting and the gay jokes. So I decided when I turned it on to keep track also, Steve,
because
you said you were doing it. So I want to compare notes. How many overall gay jokes did you count in this movie? Because Eric's got a number too.
I couldn't count the gay jokes.
I had a very low number.
Okay.
I think there's many that went by me. I was counting the Mount Rushmore of gay jokes in this movie. I only got five, but I'm sure there's more.
I've got a total of 10 gay jokes in this movie, most of which are directed at Tom Wilson.
For no reason. Or a heterosexual woman that he keeps calling a boy. Like, what's that boy doing?
She's wearing a pantsuit. What is that? What do you got, a ding-dong in there?
It's shocking that that wasn't like a time where he could weasel in a Hillary Clinton joke.
Yeah.
Now, what about farts?
I got 5 actual farts, 1 fart contest discussed. Just only the off-screen fart contest.
But there are some long farts, which
count
as a couple.
And one is prelude to diarrhea. One is included in diarrhea, but I'm calling it farts.
Well, see, okay, because here's the thing. I counted every single fart.
Oh, every single fart. Oh, I don't know about that. I just meant like episodes of farting.
Not counting the waves of diarrhea that happened in this movie. Those aside, I counted 24 separate farts in this movie. That's outrageous.
In an hour and 22 minute movie. Because it's your classic, there's not enough movie here, so we're going to pan the blooper reel.
I mean, what is that? Like a fart every like 4 minutes or something?
Idiocracy came out the same year.
Right.
And in that movie, people go to the theater and just watch a butt fart for 80 minutes. And it's kind of this movie.
They're both reactions to the Bush administration. One is like, could you imagine this might happen? And one's like, hey, cool, country's in the toilet. All right.
One's a reaction to, one is a product of.
Yes, exactly.
We're talking about the product here.
I mean, the good thing is he's got his own home, which is nice. Good for him. They're letting him, the facility lets him out now, you know? What is poor old fucking David Koechner doing in this
exactly
movie?
Like, oh my God, is he just that hard up for like acting
work? We were in between Anchorman movies. Had the first one come out?
Yes.
So there's that. He's waiting on that to happen, I guess.
Yeah, SNL's over with. He was doing that other show on Comedy Central
T-Bone and
Earl?
The trucker and Dave. T-Bone?
Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. We all know exactly what we're talking about. Yeah.
He kind of played this character in Saturday Night Live too, like, but it was like, I think he was playing a kid at the time, if I'm not mistaken. Like,
what, like a Mike Myers bit there?
Yeah, kind of. I don't remember.
Well, you know, Lorne Michaels always wants you to play a baby like five times a night. That's like, you watch SNL, there's so many goddamn rotten, I'm a kid. Okay, great. Fucking comedy.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong.
It's that or a song.
And I guess he's the lowest hanging fruit of the movie, right? Just because he's really doing it. They space him out. He's barely in the movie, thankfully.
Yeah. He's kind of like, he comes to the aid at the end, you know, so he sort of saves the day.
It's kind of, I mean, this is kind of an Adam Sandler movie. Like, you know what I mean? Like an early, like Billy Madison-esque.
It's way worse.
Oh, no.
Like, I can't believe I'm saying that, but like, this is worse than modern Sandler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, without question. This is, like, not watchable. I mean, a lot of that Sandler stuff is unwatchable, but, like...
It's got the production quality that it's like, oh, there's four walls and a roof, and this is like, my chicken coop's falling over.
They use the same kitchen every single time, and they are just shuffling things around. It's so sad, man. This is a cheap... dirt cheap fucking movie.
Yeah.
So as it turns out in this...
Because Tom Wilson's in it. I mean, come on, everybody.
Discount casting prices. Although he provided me the most legitimate laughs in this movie.
He's doing a good job, you know?
I mean, so he's Larry's boss. One of my notes was, oh, he's actually a health inspector? Like, I didn't know what this movie was. And I was like, oh, he's actually doing
this
job.
What did you think it would be?
I don't even know. I mean, this movie doesn't technically know what a health inspector does, so...
It'd be cool if he was like a doctor without borders or something.
Gotta combat the Zika virus.
There's just too many birth defects for my taste.
I call myself a health inspector, even though I'm a Hooters regular. I'm always checking out the kitchen. Oh, there's so much chicken.
Health inspector, more like female body inspector. FBI, motherfucker. Hey, cool.
Yeah, he is a walking boardwalk t-shirt, isn't he?
Oh, he sure is. We'll get to some of his mottos on the back of his truck a little later.
So, yeah, Tom Wilson hates his guts. And, like, yeah. Like, usually it's like... usually in this movie you're supposed to be like, oh, that fucking stuffed shirt, whatever.
Oh, no, you're totally on the boss's side this whole time.
When you go to work and gay bash your boss, I'm instantly on your boss's side. He's like, oh, what? He's like, I'm in a really bad mood, Larry. He's like, what, are you getting more threats for being gay? And I'm like, what did you just say?
And that joke happens, like, I didn't count that, but, like, you know, at least six of those gay jokes that I counted are that, where it's just like, oh, you're in another rough mood, Chief. I know why. I sold your phone number to a gay sex hotline. Hey, cool.
Hey, I'm 40 years old. That's awesome.
I love prank phone calls.
Hey, cool, Crank Yankers is on. Oh, great.
Did he do a voice on Crank Yankers?
I'm almost positive, but, you know, you tell me, America.
Well, I think I did a voice on Crank Yankers. I mean, they got everybody in there. I never watched more than, like, an episode of that, though.
Actually, people don't know I played the mom on Crank Yankers.
I like Crank Yankers because it sounds like jerking off.
What?
That's yanking a crank.
Okay. I was like, wait, do I have to go back and watch Crank Yankers?
Oh, dude, you got to get all those seasons on DVD, man.
Oh, yeah. Once like that whole arc comes together that they spent several seasons working towards on Crank Yankers.
Yeah.
It's quite brilliant.
Oh, you mean when the Dominion shows up?
Oh, there you go again, confusing Crank Yankers and Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Hashtag, we want Worf.
We want Worf. So, another coworker of his, Tony Hale, Veeps Tony Hale.
And, Arrested Development, he is slumming it. I guess Arrested Development started, 2005 or 2003, actually.
Yeah.
I think it was already done with by the end. This is before the revival, right? I don't know, but, like, this is embarrassing. I feel bad.
Yeah,
Exiled from Eden, man. It's just,
that's
cold
the thing.
Out there.
Like, Bateman went on to make real movies. I mean, Tony Hale's on Veep now, but like the immediate
Bateman
Arrested Development aftermath, you know.
Yeah, Bateman had that leading man quality, and he was already an actor since the 80s.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Tony Hale just had a hook on his hand.
And in this one, he's paralyzed. That's the joke, in case you were wondering. That is the joke.
Well, because as much as Larry the Cable Guy likes pointing out and calling people retarded, he also likes pointing out and calling people cripple in this movie. And it's like, what the fuck? Wasn't anyone just like, you know, Dan Whitney, because the camera's not rolling and you're not a cable guy, maybe you should cut back on some of the cripples. We don't want to say all the cripples have to go.
It's just like, whatever, man. Like, just tone it back. Like, make a joke that isn't taking aim at a group other than yourself.
You know, it's going into movie theaters. Make it for a general audience. Like, how about an average person might enjoy this? No, they have to, you know.
Be below average to enjoy this? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's right. The other weird thing, so yeah, like, because we've mentioned this on other Larry movies that we've done, because, like, Tooth Fairy 2, Jingle All the Way 2, like, those movies, he's like a man baby.
Yeah.
And in this, like, he's definitely right off the bat talking about having sex.
He's all growed up.
He is all growed up. But he's like, I don't remember what the first mention of it is, but he's just like, is this when he's at the mall? And, like, he's looking at the mannequin or whatever.
Yeah.
And he makes reference to, like, oh, their legs always break off when I try to put them up behind their head. And I'm like, wow, this is not the Tooth Fairy 2 Larry the Cable Guy I know and love.
Also, not only that, he's telling the story of him trying to fuck like a mall mannequin in his house to his love interest in this movie, his romantic interest. It's insane.
And poor fucking Megan Price, who's a really like a good, a fun actress and like good looking, has to romance Donald Logue on 12 seasons of whatever the fuck that show was, Grounded for Life.
Right, right.
And then now Larry the Cable Guy, like.
Who was she with on Rules of Engagement? Was she with Putty?
She went with Warburton, yeah.
That's all right.
That's all right. You know, I mean, right. Like, she'd do fine, and she'd get a 10. She has to get a 4 for some reason, or below.
Well, like, that's interesting. Logue and the Cable Guy, like.
I mean, Logue is a fucking handsome man.
But exactly. They got a similar build sometimes.
They both are built like cable guys.
Red goatees.
Yeah.
Both of them.
I don't know. Stay in school, kids.
So he gets assigned a partner who's Iris Bear or Barr.
I'd never seen this person in anything.
She's just doing her best Revenge of the Nerds thing, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've got her hair back. She's wearing a gray suit.
Yeah, and he's dusting off all the old Married with Children's jokes about her.
And the whole thing is he's assigned a partner because What is it? He's devastated a diner by letting a bunch of roaches loose or something?
Oh, that's disgusting. That's, yeah, it's like him reading some like weird gun journal in public.
Hey, cool. It's the Turner Diaries. I'm going to learn how to blow up Oklahoma City.
Oh, my God. Am I making you uncomfortable or what?
I lost the audience tonight, Jeff. Did you see it? I did my bit about the Turner Papers. They didn't think it was cool.
Yeah, Dan, honestly, that's why I do the redneck thing. It's poking fun at everybody. It's poking fun at ourselves. How many times do we have to have this conversation?
Yeah, but I actually own a copy of the Turner Diaries.
I know, Dan. I've been to your house once.
It's kind of interesting that Foxworthy is like the more intellectual of that ilk, and then Larry the Cable Guy is like, well, I'll just do that. I'll do the thing you're making fun of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm the butt of your joke, Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, it's weird. Your material personified.
Weird. In that TV show, did like Larry wheel out a TV with another TV on it?
Well, probably. That was probably on like the set of the opening monologue. TVs.
They kind of had, it was kind of a bullshit man show, too. I feel like they were sitting on stools drinking beer.
Talking about honkers.
I feel that you're right. I don't think I actually watched any of it, but it was
I watched an episode.
Hey, Jeff, have some dick beer.
So, yeah, he kicks like a floorboard and all these roaches come out of this gross diner. And the CGI roaches look worse than Joe's apartment. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's which came out like 9 years earlier.
Yeah, like you said, it was disgusting a second ago. Like, it would be disgusting if it wasn't so unbelievably bad looking. I was like, the graphic designer left some kooky screensaver on, and now roaches are on the screen.
I was expecting Timon and Pumbaa to come and eat them.
I gotta write you up for this toaster with wings that came out of there. It's a health violation.
Look at all them colored pipes back there. That's a mess.
So he gets in what we will call the Larry Mobile.
We'll call it that because that's what he calls it.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, new partner, get in the Larry Mobile. And I'm like, if I have a car, and if I imagine this, I've given you rides places. Both sure. of you. If I was like, hey, guys, get in the Andromobile. And in all seriousness, I said that. Wouldn't you be just contemplating taking the bus?
Yeah, easily.
Like, don't. Put your name and then mobile together.
It would be chilling. I might take the ride, but I'd be stone-faced and I'd feel weird.
It's just so dumb.
I'd be texting Eric the whole time. Like, oh my God, do you know that he called it the Andrew-mobile?
Jeez, you guys are both getting a lot of texts, huh? They're sort of like offset by 30 seconds. That's weird.
What are you guys tittering about back there?
Nothing. Why are you both in the back seat?
I'm shocked that he doesn't have the stars and bars on this car.
He's got everything but.
Yeah. Do you want to get into it? We're talking about the Larry Mobile.
I read in the IMDb Tribune this morning.
Oh, right.
Did you get today's issue?
Yeah.
Oh, I have it right here.
And it's a it lists every single one of his many bumper stickers. It says the bumper stickers on Larry's truck are as follows from left to right.
Ooh, left. Oh, wow.
American flag mud flap girl. Fishaholic. Small square American flag sticker. It was 2006. You had to have that. You weren't able to drive a car if you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be cool if he he's consistently wearing these ripped off sleeveless shirts.
Yes.
Could use an American flag, lapel pin on that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's true. Well, he's not running for office.
Larry Mobile, missing the letter I. Now, if you had a bumper sticker that said Andromobile, I would never get anywhere near that car.
Oh, I thought that was the personalized license plate. It's a sticker that
he
has?
It's a sticker, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Boy, I'd key that car.
Unless you are nude, don't touch this truck.
Okay. we'll just move right along.
Oh, man, you ever see fucking The Counselor with Cameron Diaz? She can touch my truck anytime. Yuck.
God, guns, and guts keep America safe. Better to have it and not need it than not need it and have it. Or what? Better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it, which is
it's a proud to be an American
with a gun. Yeah. Guns, you know.
Oh, guns.
In terms of guns.
I was like, what are you talking about? Condoms?
Oh, I don't use that.
mass shootings don't bother me at all. No, I made that up.
There are plenty of people who will agree with that statement.
The funny thing was, I was just like, where's this one going?
Hog, if you love Jesus, obviously.
Which is stupid, though. At no point in this movie is he, like, religious at all.
He does say, like, Christian and church, like, once or twice.
Does he in this movie?
Yeah.
Well, there's the other movie where he's, like, pretending to be homeless outside of a church.
What is it? Wait,
in
Delta
Force? No, in Jingle All the Way 2 when he's dressed like Hagrid. For whatever reason, again, right. To get that bear or something.
Wine 'em, dine 'em, and 69
'em. Oh, yeah. That's the old standard. He bought it with that one on there.
I Heart Hooters sticker.
Oh, I made a note of the I Heart Hooters one. That's just clear as day.
And if you're like a female coworker and you have to like ride in a car with somebody, you're like, yeah, I'm going to take my own car. Like, you know what, dude? That's totally fine.
He opens the door and says all the junk flies out.
It's like crap. He's got like a Hooters blanket or something in there. Did anyone notice that?
Well, yeah, you know, because when you accumulate so many Hooters points, you start getting free stuff from a catalog.
Is that
you can only eat so many chicken wings.
Is that the end of the bumper stickers?
No, not at all.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to say something else. And
born to hunt, forced to work.
Nobody's forcing you to work, Larry the Cable Guy.
Ted Kennedy's car has killed more people than my gun.
What?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
And I mean, like, that's probably accurate because, hey.
Hey, everybody, can we settle down for a second? This is something I'm going to take very seriously. This is Dan talking now. This script has to have a Chappaquiddick joke in it. If it doesn't have some sort of Chappaquiddick joke in it, I'm going to walk. Hey, cool, right, everybody? Hey, cool. Get her done. Chappaquiddick, seriously.
That man's a murderer.
Kind of was.
I mean, yeah, the bumper sticker is not.
That's the one I kind of agree with.
It's not,
I mean,
totally,
you know, I don't own a gun, but I would own that sticker. Gun control means hitting your target. And also, like, all the gun and hunting shit. He never uses a gun in any of these stupid fucking movies.
Isn't it brought up in this movie why he doesn't have a gun? Oh, yeah, it is brought up why he doesn't have a gun.
I shot my own penis off.
No, it's because Donnie, my doom neighbor, you know what the type is.
Yeah.
He took out my gun and shot it. It was like...
Well, oh, that's why he doesn't own a gun?
Yeah.
He took it away because, from him.
Well, because he says his... Oh, no, pardon me, but he says his retarded neighbor.
Yeah.
Took the gun, all right, and shot it, like or something like that, and that's why he's not. I'm not.
Ted Kennedy took my gun away.
So yeah,
it happened. He came for my gun.
Let me throw stones at that. Yet I'm letting my mentally challenged neighbor play with my gun collection.
Sure. Hey, cool. Anyone can use it.
Point and click.
I'm not a redneck. I'm a southerner with an attitude. And then the last
translation
one.
Stars and bars.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Follow me to Hooters. You know what? Why don't you just follow me to Hooters?
Well,
I'll meet you there.
But that one's at least kind of helpful if you're stuck behind him and you also don't know where the town Hooters is. You might trail him for a little bit.
Think about, like, what's he tipping at these Hooters, right? Like, this guy's got to be a nightmare to come through the door, right?
Oh, yeah, because he's one of those...
down everyone's spine.
He's one of those pricks that says, like, hey, here's a tip. If it looks like rain, bring an umbrella. Thanks for the chicken wings. Bye.
Hey, is Amber working tonight or what?
Yeah.
See, I think she's got a thing for me.
He'll get a chicken wings and eat it over the course of 3 hours.
Yeah.
I'm here for the show. I just want to look.
Yeah, I say that I'm here for Thursday night football, but that ain't true. I don't even know who's playing.
Can I get a small chicken wings and a thing of ice water, please?
He leaves exactly like $5.99 on the table.
Oh, absolutely.
Whatever it is, like nothing extra.
Where does this movie take place, actually? Because I couldn't get that.
I mean, we're filmed on location in and around Orlando, so it's got to be it.
Because we can get it to the mayor of this movie.
Oh.
Which is, this is a real shocker for me. Was he in the opening credits? Because I didn't
he
see.
He was.
Okay, I must have blinked.
He was in there. Well, yeah, it's around the time when, like, that you're looking down Larry's ass crack for 15 seconds.
I think I probably looked away.
Oh, you certainly did.
Joe Pantoliano's in this movie as like, because why I asked where this movie takes place is he's the
kid from Hoboken.
Larry and Joe Pantoliano are the only two people doing accents in this movie. Everybody else is just talking normal.
He's definitely de-Jersifying himself in this movie, and I guess just kind of playing this like a fet weirdo mayor character.
Bushy eyebrows, I guess, is a thing.
It's pretty gross. And he's also like a peeping Tom. Like, he's got a Norman Bates hole in the wall.
He also has an online handle, you know, like a Carlos Danger, if you will.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What was
that? Might be a local joke, but that's fine.
No, people know. Big Baller 23 or something?
Yeah, or 93, I think it was.
How is that just not Big Baller 69?
Yeah, you got this. You're wine and dining and 69 in them, you know what I mean? Like,
is this movie rated R?
I think it's PG-13.
Yeah.
I think you get 169.
Oh, really?
But does that 69 count if it's just a quick bumper sticker joke?
Yeah, if my kid can read it.
Fair enough.
Man. 69ing Larry the Cable Guy. There's an image. Hey, cool. It's like putting a bunch of curtains on top of a table.
He should have some sort of like Fatty Arbuckle sex scandal. Wouldn't that be great?
Fantastic.
Sure.
So
ruin them for good.
I guess what's happening is snooty restaurants are starting to get poisoned. And
right.
Joanna Bradley's in this movie. Is that her name?
Joanna Cassidy.
Joanna Cassidy of Roger Rabbit, Blade Runner, and other stuff.
Yeah.
Is in this movie. It took forever to recognize her because she's really slumming it. She's like the villain, and she's got a daughter who's like made up like with like a unibrow and a scar in her face.
She's got witch makeup on. Like, it's non-green witch makeup.
It's just another straw man target for Larry to meet later in the film.
When we get a slobs versus snobs punch out.
There was one line he had about her appearance that was pretty interesting. Let me see if I can find it here.
Well, in the meantime, I want to see if you guys remember this one line, because it's somewhere about the time when he goes to Bruce's restaurant. Mm-hmm. Like, Bruce owns a chicken restaurant, and he's like, he goes to the bathroom and he says, I got to take the Browns to the Super Bowl, is the joke. But then somewhere after that, in my notes, he has some line where he just says, farting Jews?
Oh, no. So this is what happens.
What is that about?
No, it's the weirdest part of the movie.
Okay, good.
So,
glad I could jog this up to the top of the pile.
So we're talking about, you know, people being food poisoned in the fancy restaurants. And you see these two people, like Z-level actors, like having a nice meal together.
The proposal's about
and
to happen, yeah.
He gives a proposal and he's like, will you, Sheila Rothfarb, please marry me or whatever? And it's like, oh, that's weird. Why would her name be Rothfarb? And then they both start farting, obviously.
Well, that's what would happen, yeah.
And then Larry gets called in. And he's like, I don't know, all them Jewish fellas were farting all over the place. And I was like, wait, why? Jewish? Like, you know what I mean?
I totally missed the part where they said the names, because he's just like, this is the scene of the farting Jews.
I watched Man in the High Castle for all the wrong reasons.
What a pleasurable society they formed.
This movie and that's both on Amazon. So I found the joke about that woman's appearance. She was so ugly she could trick-or-treat on the telephone.
Oh, I kind of laughed at that. Because it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a child's joke book. That's next to a booger joke. You know what I mean? Like, it's a booger joke and that one.
Oh, cool. Where's Waldo?
I'm getting sued by Scholastic. Oh, shit. Oh, no. That ain't cool at all.
So, by the way, when he goes to investigate that fancy French restaurant.
Right.
Did you see, like, he's like, oh, yeah, I got a reservation.
Oh, yeah.
Let me look at the book. And the name he picks out of the book.
Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So let's just imagine a world where Denzel Washington actually has a reservation at this restaurant.
Yeah, why is Denzel Washington making a reservation at some snooty restaurant in Orlando, Florida?
Here's a real question. Does Denzel Washington now, or has he ever known who or what Larry the Cable Guy is?
Yeah, he does.
You think so?
Oh, sure.
Maybe briefly, like while channel surfing in 2004.
Exactly. He's never met Dan Whitney.
Yeah.
You know, they never were at the same restaurant.
You know what? No one could escape those Prilosec OTC commercials. I bet yeah. Denzel got by those.
Oh, exactly. That or like
he's... Hey, I'm in Denzel Washington's house. Pretty cool.
Hey, cool. I'm inside Denzel Washington's medicine cabinet. Hey, cool. I helped Denzel Washington with gas problems.
Denzel Washington likes spicy pizza. That's why he gotta come to Larry.
Or like he was walking in a grocery store or something and he saw like those Larry the Cable Guy food products that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, you know, Larry the Cable Guy's douche flavored, you know.
Dick beer.
Yeah.
I think the word you're looking for is dick beer.
I was going to say pork rinds.
Yeah.
Tater salad.
Oh, and all the fucking bullshit.
No, well, that's not him. That's Ron White.
It was Ron White.
They all hate him.
Until I named my potato salad flavored chips tater salad because fuck you, Ron White.
Oh, did he steal his bit?
Yeah. At least for whatever reason, that's what's on the chips.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
I'm serious. No, I'm serious.
Oh, shit.
At least from all those fan-tweeted photos of potato chips they found.
This is, by the way, this is the culture that we've cultivated. People sending us pictures of Larry the Cable Guy foodstuffs.
Yeah. You know,
the next fan picture I want is Denzel Washington in a supermarket.
Something tells me Denzel Washington's a fresh, direct man.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't leave the house much.
So, yeah. So we're on the case. Him and the new partner that he thinks is a boy, but it's clearly a woman, are going through all these fancy restaurants because everybody keeps getting food poisoning or
farting
diarrhea.
Everywhere. Yeah.
A lot of diarrhea in this movie.
He also hates this woman who he keeps calling a boy. And
well,
then,
it's one of those, like, I don't need no partner.
Yeah, and he's like fucking with her in a montage, and one of which is like really, really intense. Where like it's all like, oh, you're just a little boy, and like, oh, he keeps calling her him a lot, which is really offensive.
And you know the thing about it is, this woman just—it happens way later in the movie and is used as a joke, and it's just not funny. She just up front needs to be like, hey, I'm a woman.
Yes.
Now let's get on with our lives. Let's have the movie continue.
Yeah, what? Well, you're not even showing me them.
So he writes on a sign, like on a big like a placard sign that her name is Butlin, obviously, because again, straw man, like easy target for Larry.
Sure.
Like, Butlin is a Bill and Ted slur.
Starts and with an F.
It's on the sign at like a Hardee's board or something. And he's like, hey, good thing I know the manager. I was able to make this gag work. It's just, why do I need this in my montage?
In my Larry movie.
Well, this ain't your mama's Larry the Cable Guy.
That's true.
He's hardcore in this movie.
So he's romancing Megan Price. They go to a fancy restaurant. He says his name is Denzel Washington. They get a table. Joanna Cassidy gives them fancy wine. We get some like bullshit fancy food jokes, which I always hate, which is like, oh, it's so fucking small in this restaurant.
Yeah, he's trying.
I see why you're making money. Who are you saving it for? Where's a big old fucking fish I could eat?
It's like to taste the wine, and he's like, I'm getting a portion.
Oh, yeah, he's like, no wonder you're making money. And she's like, just drink it. Just drink wine before my head explodes.
I acted with the late Bob Hoskins. Could you just drink the fucking wine? Now, Larry, the fucking Cable Guy movie. Yeah, I'm mad at my agent. Call cut whatever you want.
Do you think people thought he was going to be like the next big thing? Like, do you think there was going
to
be like
it's hard to tell that, you know what I mean? Like, look at Adam Sandler. Could you ever imagine like he would have been as big as he was?
No, but I mean, like, Larry the Cable Guy is pretty successful.
Oh, yeah.
This
sure.
is like massive.
Sure, but
we're talking about foodstuffs that he peddles. He's in commercials.
Right, which,
there's
by the
movies,
way,
shows, Pixar voices.
Yeah.
He's fine.
And people tweeting us those pictures might not know they don't sell those in our state.
Yeah, we can't go out to the bodega and get those. That's real unfortunate. I can't get carpet cleaner flavored potato chips.
I was just thinking maybe he's more of a regional star. I don't, you know.
Not a lot of crossovers, what you're saying?
Yeah, you got to make it on the coasts.
Yeah, sure.
And I can't imagine anyone listening from Europe really has a grasp on what Larry the Cable Guy is.
Yeah.
They just look at it. They look at him and go, oh, that's what's wrong with them.
Mm-hmm. So he's like romancing this girl. He just had some like poisoned wine. He goes to her apartment. Where her mother, by the way, you know what my favorite part of this movie was?
What's that?
When I forgot that Lisa Lampanelli was in it.
Oh, yeah.
the 30 minutes that I was like, oh, yeah. Between the credits, I'm like, oh, man. And then I was like, oh, it's farting. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, wow. It is, you reminded quick of how much you don't care for Lisa Lampanelli.
She plays her mother. It's fine. It happens for a second. And they're like going at it with each other. And
I love sassy fat chicks.
Well, that's the thing is, this is how What's-Her-Face knows that Larry might be a keeper, because
yeah,
she does this whole thing with like, oh, let's hang out on the porch. And, you know, oh, and then it devolves into like, I have a roommate. And he's like, let me just weasel on in here. And it's like, there's Lisa Lampanelli being this obnoxious mother. And he's like, she shit talks him in like some Lisa Lampanelli improv line.
Yeah.
And he's like, I love sassy fat chicks. And they like hit it off and they're just like insulting each other. And she's looking on from the kitchen like, oh, he's getting along with my mother.
It'd be great if like the father was Don Rickles.
You know what you should have done was just burn the house down. Like, you know, you guys go at it. You guys go at it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, like put a chair under the door, lock that shit.
Oh, no, did they goo? So he goes to her house and like he's about to make a move and he starts farting again. And this is when he has massive diarrhea. And like, this is not the Dumb and Dumber scene. Like, the Dumb and Dumber Jeff Daniels scene is funny, A, because it's Jeff Daniels, who has usually a lot of dignity, and B, and, like, it's just the way that they cut it and the way that they're intercutting it with stuff, it's just Larry in a cheaply lit room with his fat thighs up going, oh, what a honker, and, like, farting into a toilet bowl, and I wanted to throw up. My cat almost threw up.
A whole goose comes out.
There's a gag where he, like, runs out of toilet paper and pulls a, oh, you gotta be kidding me. And it's just, like, a shit Niagara Falls is happening.
He also says later in the movie, he's like, ah, remind your mother I order a cat towel. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, because you see it. He contemplates wiping his ass with a hand towel. Because he ran out of TP because he just keeps shitting.
There's another part of the movie where also he's in a place that had ran out of TP. You know,
he runs out of toilet paper twice in this movie?
No, the... like the
using it too much. That's more your problem.
The chicken shack. The guy warns him. Warns him that there's no toilet paper in there.
He's like,
oh, that's okay. I got my health inspection.
Paperwork. Because like
I'm gonna wipe my butt with my paperwork.
Well, because that's the whole dynamic that this group has, right? The new girl that's the partner is like super stuffy by the book, and he's just like the man of the people, health inspector. And she comes up and she's like, I think you have like, you know, personal interest clouding your judgment. Your friend Bruce's chicken shack has a list of offenses. And here they are. And he's like, I'm going to wipe my ass with it. Bye bye, partner, who's a little boy or something.
More like a no, Larry. There's probably a lot of that on the cutting room floor. Like, you can't release this hate movie.
The best stuff. You left the best stuff out.
Oh, Hollywood.
There's a part in this movie where they directly lift a joke from Animal House.
Sure, why not? Why wouldn't you?
Because she's talking about, like, oh, maybe something, like, we need a backup plan. Because it's like they find out that, like, Joey Pants is possibly in on the restaurant poisonings. By the way, this is all because there's a local TV Top Chef-esque contest happening. So the whole thing is like an Agatha Christie, like, who's doing the poisoning to, like, eliminate all these other restaurants from the competition kind of thing.
Yeah, it is very Agatha Christie-esque.
The lights went out. When everything came back on, Larry shit all over the floor. No, but so she's like, you know, I don't think we should just, like, go, because he's like, let's go bust him on live television. And she's like, maybe we should have, like, a backup plan. And he starts doing, like, did the Navy have a backup plan when they fought Godzilla in the ocean? Did the Navy, so-and-so have a backup? And it's when Belushi's
yes,
like.
Yes, they did. Right, Belushi's talking about the.
Pearl Harbor and everything.
And
else.
When the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
Right? Yeah, yeah. It's like beat for beat that joke. And it's just like, someone knew they were ripping off Animal House. Like, there was enough was comedy in the room.
Homage.
No, it's not.
Homage.
Honey mustard flavored homage. Hey, cool.
Because in one of the most offensive scenes in the movie, she sees Joey Pants ask a chef, a fancy snooty friend chef, to poison the restaurant. He's like, just put a little bit on this. He's like, I cannot do this. There's too much craziness. And then, like, Joey Pants finds her out. He's about to bust her. And Larry comes in dressed like a sheik.
Oh, boy, howdies. Oh. That is awful.
And I think they cut that scene down to nothing because it only lasts like 30 seconds. You know Larry had a fucking ball in that whole fucking getup.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but, like, the end of it, he definitely does, like, a Xena, like, ay, 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 ay.
Yeah.
When he's, like, walking out of the restaurant.
But it's also, like, it's been established that he knows the mayor. The mayor actually, for some unforeseen reason, up to this point, likes Larry.
Sure.
Because he knows that Larry's a health inspector, so he's buttering him up.
Right, so.
Hey, butter!
This disguise isn't fooling anyone. Are you kidding me?
Larry, what's with all that stuff on your head? Like, that's just, it's just Larry the Cable Guy with a sheet over his head, and he's wearing, he found these somewhere, aviator sunglasses.
Sure.
Yeah, he looks like fucking King Abdullah from Jordan. Okay, he's really pulling it off.
I'm surprised Jeff Dunham isn't in this movie.
That's a good question.
That's
right?
A team-up movie waiting to happen.
Oh, right.
Wait a second. Here's the movie. Just thought of it.
Laid on me.
Let me run this by you guys.
Do it.
It's a movie where Jeff Dunham, average obnoxious puppeteer, right, introduces a new puppet.
Oh, shit.
And it's Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, nice.
Right? And
this
as
is like,
a
this
puppet.
Is a Twilight Zone.
It's like Freddy versus Jason.
And then the puppet comes to life, played by actual Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
And it's like a buddy comedy.
Okay. I would want to make this movie.
So, let's talk about the fantasy sequence in this movie.
He humiliates himself on live TV. He tries to take down Joey Pants, but Joey Pants is a good alibi. And this, for some reason, like, it gets aired on TV. This some fat guy was harassing the mayor.
Yeah, I guess because he's doing an interview with some like local news thing. And
sure.
Larry busts in and it's like making a big to do. So they keep broadcasting it. I think is there not a cut to a control room where somebody's like, keep the fat guy on the feed or something like that?
I don't remember that, but it should have happened.
Watch this fat guy burn his life down.
I think you were just hearing the director off screen.
No, I mean, we have to show that fat. Like, literally, we're contractually obligated.
Fat guy's name is in the title of our movie. We have to show him at all times.
But so his life goes to shit, and there's this really long falling action of this movie. Like, an incredibly long, because it's a short movie, and like, it's a lot of him just walking around hangdog and like feeling bad. And then he gets drunk and takes a nap, and he has a fantasy about how to fix everything.
See, and I missed like the setup for this, because I was like, when did he take this? Like, when did he go to sleep? Do you see that happen?
I think you do. I'm not super sure.
Because all of a sudden, it's like things are going oddly well for him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he busts the dude. Yeah, hey, cool is right. Like, he walks back into the office, and everyone's applauding him.
Yeah.
And, like, Tom Wilson's giving him a promotion. And it's like, here's your new office. And it's just like a man cave situation. And then, like, his lady friend is there, and she's, like, in lingerie, and it's like, let's fuck. And then Kid Rock is there, like, I don't know, Larry, weren't we supposed to go fishing?
Oh, man, hanging out with Kid Rock, that's gotta be so cool.
And it doesn't.
And then the deer on the wall asks, like,
Dead by Dawn, Dead by Dawn. That would be fantastic.
Dude, oh, if a huge like grandfather clock just started chiming in this movie.
I would love it. Oh, my God.
I'd love to see him torn to pieces by monsters.
Oh, now I got to cut off my right hand that I use for dipping sauces.
And jerking off.
Oh, no. Do I cut off my dipping hand or my wiping hand? I need some both.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, and then Kid Rock turns into a zombie Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah.
And then somebody shoots him in the head because that's the right thing to do.
Exactly. Let's just say he's a zombie anyway.
Oh, yeah, that Kid Rock, he's a zombie.
And then, like, the deer is just, the deer's like, well, hey, Larry, you better go fuck that girlfriend, because if you hang out and go fishing with Kid Rock and turn down pussy, you're gay.
It's like, Jesus H. Christ.
And Kid Rock's like, that deer's got a point, Larry.
He totally says that.
Jesus Christ.
It's so
And there's like
stupid.
A Kid Rock American song going on during this whole thing. Because, like, buy my album, folks.
That's the only reason he's there. Is he had a song on the soundtrack.
Well, because that was during his, like, the Bush era is where the money's at, where he, like, stopped being a rap superstar.
Oh, Ba Went to Ba when Ba Went to Out the Window. And he became a country artist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and made a ton more money.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
There's that. Well, there's that.
Is what's his face still alive?
Joe passed away. Yeah.
So he wakes up, by the way, from this dream, not in an Evil Dead panic,
or on like the side of a road with his head through a windshield.
He wakes up inside of a refrigerator in a garbage dump, like. No, he wakes up with a huge, disgusting erection.
Jesus Christ, you can see this dude's fake hard dick in this movie. Come on!
And it's gross because he's in, like, Larry the Cable Guy little kid sheets. Like, there's, like, all these, like, monster trucks on it.
No, it's like clowns, isn't it?
It's fucking repulsive, dude.
It's like clowns holding balloons, I thought.
It was hard to tell with that tent pitched.
And he just wakes up and he's like, "Oh, greet the morning."
God.
First you saw my ass crack, now you saw my hard penis. What look are you going to get at Larry next?
Well, we do see his big fat belly later.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Well, that goes without saying.
I feel like I've seen it all.
Larry the Cable Guy stars in Taint.
That could be it. Oh, no, my colonoscopy's getting aired on television.
Oh, someone uploaded it to YouTube.
I wonder if Denzel Washington is watching this.
You know what, man? I would love to watch those two act off each other. Imagine they had to do an award at the MTV Movie Awards.
Oh, that's like the only way that could happen.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only way the twain shall meet.
Yeah, Shania Twain would be there too. Yeah, for sure.
No, now we're talking the CMT Awards. Denzel Washington's not setting foot in that.
Mm-hmm, he knows better.
Maybe the ESPYs?
ESPYs, that's a possible crossover.
Hey, Denzel, I heard LeBron James had a great season. And the little Denzel's like,
aren't you giving out a fishing award? Do they give out ESPYs for, like, heaviest bass?
No.
I hope so.
They might have that
NASCAR,
as
NASCAR, maybe.
That I think all of those are on, like, the, you know, the Oscars technical awards that they talk about separately, and it's always
the brunch the prior weekend.
Hosted by Jeff Dunham the week before. And it's, like, fishing.
Hosted by NASCAR. Jeff Dunham and Ahmed the Dead Terrorist.
Standing O every time, man.
Every time. So where are we at this movie?
It's like, kind of the end. Like he basically is like, oh, man, I can't even figure this movie out or nothing. Because he thinks it was Joey Pants, but it didn't seem like it was. He also saw Joey Pants at Megan Price's house. He's like, I want to fuck your girlfriend, Larry. Hey, Larry, I want to fuck your girlfriend.
Right. He's like,
I want to get on a stool and fuck your girlfriend. Can I borrow your pickup truck to fuck your girlfriend? I came here in Jeff Dunham's trunk. I'm an Italian puppet come to life.
I was taking a nap in his closet. He thought I was Ekman.
He was actually, but in real life, he was crafted by Geppetto. He got loose.
Oh, that fucking blue fairy. Don't get me started.
Why can't I be turned into one of those half donkey boys?
I follow this fucking fox, Larry. He's eating an apple. You ever see a fox eat an apple?
He's a small man.
What's the sex? There's some sort of sex scandal in this movie with Joey Pants?
Because, like, he's a pervert. I mean, like, that's the thing. It's like he's peeping on people and, like.
He's doing, like, he's, like, hooking up with women under his online alias. Like, I think he's actually meeting women. Like, I think it's like a Client 9 situation.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that's how they put the pieces together. Larry is able to somehow solve this mystery that Joey Pants' online handle is whatever 23, whatever yeah. it is. Yeah. And he Big saw baller. That. What is it?
Big Baller.
Oh, is it Big Baller 23? So. Whatever it is. Yeah. Like, he saw that chat window come up on Joanna Cassidy's computer.
Yeah.
So he, like, puts two and two together that they're, like, working together or something. And then, like, he confronts him a second time. It's, like, two confrontation scenes in 15 minutes.
Right. Wait, is this on the bench?
Yeah.
The park bench? Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Joe Pantoliano had no idea what this movie was about. Like, it's so clear that he read one page at a time and was like, sure, whatever you need me to do. Which, so weird because, like, he's a good actor and, like, his career post-Sopranos went to absolute dog shit.
Do you think he was supposed to be in more than one of those Matrix movies and he pissed off the Wachowskis?
No, he's dead, man.
Yeah, he died in the first one.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know.
They rewrote some stuff on the set.
I think he was betting on Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
Like it or not, you son of a bitch, you're still gonna burn.
I love that guy. What is that, Dozer?
I believe that's Dozer.
Or is that Tank?
It's Tank or Dozer, the brothers that you can never remember.
Those are great names, right?
Tank and Dozer. Are those their Christian names?
I think so.
No, everybody liked me on this set. I love Dozer and Tank.
Shut up, Cypher.
At one point, now, see, I do this. I got a problem. I'll, like, write down random lines that I think are, like, outrageous, but then I don't put them in context.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
So here's one. Let's see if we can piece this together. Singing like an autistic choir boy at the American Idol. That's a line in this movie.
I think it's like, oh, I'm going to make him sing like I'm gonna, like a autistic, you know, and he does the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, so that's just one long joke sentence.
Right, yeah. He hates autistic people.
Add it to the list.
Yeah, because he's perfect.
Yeah, he always couches it in, like, I'm just a fat idiot. If you can't handle it, I'm making fun of myself. I'm like, not really. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to be our Cypher.
Right. It's like, you're not...
Ooh, Cypher. Our Cypher.
You're not making fun of yourself if yourself is, like, a persona.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, he's playing a character.
Yeah.
He's playing an idiot, and I guess he's supposed to be so offensive that we find him idiotic.
No,
but...
you weren't. No. You're supposed to relate to this.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a... No, exactly.
Like,
that's...
like actual Larry the Cable Guy fans that will go out and see him do stand-up comedy at big concert halls. It's like, oh, man, here's more of what we love.
It's finally somebody saying it. Somebody's got the guts to say
and,
it.
You know, I've heard people defend him like, oh, you know, that comedy's just not for you, and you shouldn't have a problem with that. And I tried to listen to some.
Yeah.
And my goodness, does he hate certain types of people from San Francisco. And you know what?
And of course, that's how he's contextualizing that joke, by the way.
And it's,
that's where they all live, right?
That's not for... It's not for me. It's not for anybody.
No, it shouldn't
it
be
shouldn't
for anybody.
It shouldn't be for anybody.
I agree.
I mean, you know, tell diarrhea jokes until the cows come home. That's fine.
Yeah, if you fart too hard, your back cracks.
That's a line in this
movie.
That's
a line in this movie.
I think he says that on their first date, doesn't he?
I guarantee you that's his opener.
Yeah.
If he walks out on stage, that's the...
Do you think he ever, like, plays that moment of silence because he knows they're all waiting for
him? Oh, yeah.
And he just, like, walks around the stage, and they're all, like, woo-hooing him. And then he's like, nah. And then he goes to the other side of the stage. Like, is he going to say it over here? Nah. He walks around the back of the set for a little bit.
Yeah, make him want it.
Then he just comes right out front and just says it, and the place goes wild, right?
And then Denzel Washington, who has gotten tickets to Larry the Cable Guy, is like, oh, man. Like, as a Christmas present, he's like, I'll give it a shot. You know, I'm an open mic. It's theater. I love the theater. And it's like, Larry the Cable. Oh, so he does a character? Oh, that's interesting.
I'm Maybe this will be like the time I was in Raisin in the Sun.
You ever fought too hard, you back, Craig?
Well, we're leaving.
I don't go. I haven't even talked about the Turner Diver. Oh, my God.
Oh, mercy
me. So, whatever. We get to this final act, this competition.
And now it's like an Iron Chef situation,
yes,
almost.
And it's Bruce right. versus Joanna Cassidy.
Bruce, by the way, is probably the funniest stand-up comedian in this movie.
But by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, although I felt so terrible for him because this movie's so poorly put together. No one's paying attention. This poor guy's got sweat marks all over his face.
Oh, yeah.
And it's changing like from take to take. Like, you cut back, he's got, like, tons of sweat streaks, and then they're gone in the next second.
Nobody... It's probably a situation where it's filmed in, like, Atlanta, and they didn't know how to film with the air conditioning on. They're like, oh, you pick it up, we gotta turn it off.
Yeah, no, yeah. This was a Larry the Cable Guy production. This is all in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Nobody gave a shit.
I sat through all
no,
of
I
these
know.
Credits.
But no one making the movie...
Oh, gave a shit about wiping away Bruce Bruce's sweat tears?
Or doing anything.
Some more Jewish jokes. Larry's like, I need a disguise to break. It's really just dragging this movie out or trying to get this movie to the right. required movie
and
amount of time.
This is where you get your montage of him trying on disguises, which, like, you could just dress like a normal fucking person for a change.
Nobody knows who you are. Yeah,
exactly.
Wear fucking a jacket.
Yeah,
how about you wear
about
a jacket
that?
For
How about this? Sleeves.
Yeah, they will never recognize you. Sleeves and take your bass fishing hat off. There's your disguise.
But this is when it's like he's honestly trying to find disguises to go to this this chefing contest. He puts on a Chiquita Banana Girl outfit.
Oh, boy, does he
like
ever.
Like Bugs fucking Bunny. Like, dude, you're an adult man.
And, like, there's a
you're
second...
not a cartoon
Are you
bunny
sure?
rabbit.
This
yeah,
is sort
well...
of like Deadpool, right? This movie's kind of like Deadpool.
It's kind of like Deadpool.
And doesn't he, like, that's the one that he stops for a second. It's like, so, what do you think? And, like, his tailor's like,
His Hasidic Jewish tailor. It's very important that his tailor is a Hasidic Jew.
Because then he just dresses like him.
Yeah, he's like, I got the perfect disguise.
So let me just rip off that beard.
Well, you know, if a local Orlando public television audience is filled with anything, it's Hasidic Jews. So I'm sure his disguise helped him blend right in.
So he breaks in and, like, they kind of do a Naked Gun where Larry takes a microphone into the bathroom while, like...
Oh, right.
While
right,
Joanna yeah. Cassidy is, like, talking to this sister character or this daughter that she
has. I think it's her daughter
yes.
who's, like... supposedly in line to, like, take over this restaurant, or that's just an F plot story that nobody cares about.
And she's talking about, like, oh, you know, one day, like, all right, how are we gonna poison this and poison that? And the whole audience is like, and, like, Larry's getting the goods on this woman, but uh-oh, he farted because he was sitting on a toilet. You ever sit on a toilet dressed like a Hasidic Jew and fart and ruin your case and ruin your life and ruin Joe Pantoliano's career all at once?
Yes, I have.
You ever embarrass the woman that was in Roger Rabbit?
Well, that I've done.
You ever, like, be the low point in multiple legitimate actors' career? That must be something.
So then, like, doesn't the daughter, like, beat the shit out of him?
They
in
get
bathroom?
Into a fight, yeah. And then, like, Joanna Cassidy and Iris Bear get into a fight. And, like, Joanna Cassidy has to get, like, a wedgie at some point. And it's like, oh, man. You were on 6 feet under, man. Like, she was on 6 feet
yeah.
under, like, a day before.
Oh, one ridiculous detail that's, like, relevant for 2016 in this movie is that there's at some point around here, he's threatening Joey Pants.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, don't mess up my shirt. It's a Donald Trump original.
Yeah.
And then, like, Larry, like, looks in. He's like, wow, that's a nicely crafted shirt or something like that. So it's like you got commercials for this prick's clothing line in
here.
Oh, it just makes you sick. That's thrown in. Oh, actually, kind of a funny joke around here. They do the thing where it's like, and our judges panel, local TV critic, Frank Johnson, you know, weatherman, Lucinda, whatever. And then it's like TV's Jerry Mathers. It's just the beef.
It's your classic mid-2000s random celebrity joke.
Yeah, I don't know. It got me, though. And like he's making a bunch of sports bets over the phone to a bookie. It's not great, but it's kind of funny.
Look, you need something to stay awake in this thing.
Oh,
does he even speak in this movie? I don't think he even opens his beaver mouth.
You have him like whispering into a phone, like, yeah. I'm going to take 200 on Denver.
Oh, okay.
Or, like, something
right.
like that.
There's no like line that he gets.
No, well, it's overshadowed by the daughter beating the shit out of him in the bathroom.
Yes.
And when she shoves his face into a toilet bowl, says, say shalom to the toilet.
Yeah.
Because he's still got some of that Hasidic costume on.
Oh my God.
Say shalom to the toilet. In which he replies, don't, like, he then somehow beats the shit out of her. And he says, don't mess with Hasidic Larry. Like he's an action figure. Now, Hasidic Larry, complete with curls and box hat.
Hey, Jeff, that doing anything for you, Hasidic Larry? I could be one of your puppets, Jeff.
Him trying to be one of his puppets?
How about that Chiquita banana costume? Make a puppet out of that and get her done, sexy puppets.
Oh, he's a pig.
Yeah, he is. So it all kind of wraps up. He calls, at this point, Tony Hale is revealed to be the bad guy, and like, this reveal happens way too often in these bad comedies.
Yeah.
You ever see the movie The X with Jason Bateman and Zach Braff? He's like,
no, but I know of it.
He's like paralyzed and like that's the whole thing. And then at the end, like he's a bad guy, so he's not paralyzed
Zach
anymore.
Braff is?
No, Jason Bateman. Like he's like a bad guy. He's like a dick. And then basically at the end, like, uh-oh, he's not paralyzed at all. It's like,
you know
I
what
don't
that
care.
Is? You
I
know
don't
what...
care.
And you can confirm or deny that this also happens in that movie. Because this is what it does in this movie. It absolves Larry the Cable Guy from making so many jokes at the expense of his paralysis.
Yeah, it does too, yeah.
Throughout the fucking movie.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, he's a bad guy and he's faking that paralysis, so don't worry, all those crippled jokes are totally legitimately hilarious because he's... Don't worry, he ain't actually it.
He's just exploiting the system.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, hey, Thomas Wilson, you going to a gay pride parade, Flipper? He calls him Flipper for some... Or, no, he says, I know you're not a Flipper, and I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. I've heard a lot of terms for a lot of things. That one's never crossed my plate.
Hey, but don't worry, you're going to a gay bar to celebrate. You're like Danny DeVito's The Penguin, right? Showing everybody your French Flipper trick? I may now be Hasidic Larry, but I still love making gay jokes.
That would be something. If in this new Ben Affleck directed Batman movie, it's Dan Whitney as the Penguin.
Oh.
Not Hasidic Larry.
Maybe the same outfit, possibly.
According to the other jokes in this movie, he'd be the villain taking over Gotham with his evil banking.
He does yell about Tony Hale. He says, stop. What is it? Oh, stop that wannabe cripple, by the way.
And
just get another cripple in there. Just gotta
yeah, you need at least one more.
You there somewhere.
And then he winds up, Dave Koechner throws a soccer ball at his head. And like,
isn't it his dick?
Yo, yeah, he hits him right. It's a real nerd shot.
You're not going to be brewing any dick beer tonight.
So then it's like, you know, whatever. The day is saved. I guess they don't really mention it, but I guess technically Bruce wins that Top Chef thing by default.
Sure, yeah, I mean, so much of this movie is so sloppy. I mean, if you're like, why does the plot make no sense? The plot makes no sense. Like, there's no rhyme or reason scene to scene. It just kind of happens a bunch.
Just a bunch of scenes barely stitched together.
At the end, he is about to hook up with Megan Price, and it's like, get her done, and like Iris out or whatever.
To the camera looking at us, get her done.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then
because he doesn't say it in throughout the movie, right? He only says it one time.
No, it's just one time.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Now, did he have a get her done hat on at any time, or is it in this scene? I think I saw.
I like that it's like a Senate hearing. Excuse me, sir, Mr. Whitney, did you wear a get her done hat at any time?
I don't know if he had.
At any time, did you or your associates wear a get her done hat?
Here's why it's impossible to tell, because it's always that dipshit camouflage hat with like
exactly
black or brown text on it, so you can't read it anyway.
Thank you, Mr. Whitney, for coming to the White House. I would like, now, could you please testify if you were wearing a get her done hat?
At the time that Superman threw Zod through a bunch of buildings, were you wearing that camouflage hat or what?
Mr. Dunham, you contend that your puppets are racist and you're not? Whose hands are in the puppet, sir? I do appreciate your time.
I'm a big fan. Do you think Ahmed could shine my bra?
Oh, man, I'm sure someone has said that to him in the course of his life.
Ooh, that's chilling.
That's the movie. There's a bit of a gag reel.
Well, it's not at the start a gag reel, which sucks because it's we're continuing the movie after the credits.
Sure.
Because it's like,
hey, Roger Ebert, fuck you.
It's like, what is it? Oh, it's the partner goes on a date with Bruce.
Yeah, because there's like a little romantic tension there.
Yeah, and so it's like, well, we got to wrap that up. Let's bring that back around.
Yeah, she's dressed like a girl. What? What's it? What?
And then there's dumb shit. Oh, it's actually really uncomfortable when he's like, come on, say it. So you say it now. I said get her done. Now you say it. And she's like, get her done.
Yeah.
And then he's like, cool. And starts like fake making out with her.
Yikes.
Nobody's calling cut, huh? It's
producer
so weird.
Dan Whitney.
I got final say over when this take stops. It's in my contract. Larry gets to say cut once. I saved it for this.
So I have a review of this film posted February.
Oh yeah,
it's in the back of the IMDb Tribune are the personals and the message board.
Oh right.
So it's about this film. Originally, I thought it was overrated, and maybe I still do. But the Larry the Cable Guy actually isn't boring.
The Larry the Cable
what
Guy.
What the fuck?
You can only receive from the... Here this is a true statement. You can only receive from the film what you put in.
Well, that's... Yeah, that's fair.
If you pay attention, then you'll get a lot out of it.
Could you just pay attention?
Just pay attention to this Larry the Cable Guy movie, please.
Despite being somewhat of a film buff, I haven't seen this film in its entirety until recently. Although some of the stuff may have been carried out quite a bit, I still feel like everything in the film was necessary to the plot, and I enjoyed the Larry the Cable Guy quite a bit. Enough to put it as the number one film of all time, ? I don't know. But I do know that it is a very well-made film, and if you didn't like it, watch it again, pay attention. I can't put it any simpler than that. One of the things I particularly loved about the film was the ending. Probably one of the best I've ever seen. As for Larry the Cable Guy as a movie in total, I'd have to give it about a 9 out of 10.
Now, wait. What element of this film do you think prevented this from being a 10-star movie?
No nudity?
Oh, yeah. No, there's your boobers?
Yeah, you'd want some boobers in this. I've seen better, but I would definitely recommend the film. I think it's one of the best made films of all time, but it certainly isn't my favorite.
I'm sorry, but didn't a few sentences back they say, is this the best film of all time? I don't know.
Well, no, yeah.
I guess they made up their mind.
It's one of the best. It's not the best.
Oh, I see.
Is there any way, can we, like, I know this might get too intrusive, but can we see what other reviews they posted to try to suss out
that's a good
the
call.
Best movies of all time?
I will. But he closes with, what do you guys think? Write what you think about what I said and post your opinions on the movie. Thanks, guys.
Here's my reply. Nah.
All right.
Did anyone respond?
I would not say 9 out of 10. I'd say about 6 out of 10. Yeah, there's a bunch of replies. Let me see if I can find
that. Oh, is this this is just on the boards then? This I thought this was a published review.
It's not a published review.
Well, not like
that's why we're not giving a name. If it's a published review in a professional thing, person's putting themselves out there.
You misunderstand me, sir. sir, you misunderstand me. In IMDb, there is a message board.
Right.
But there is also user reviews.
Oh.
So I thought this was a user review.
Oh.
No, it's just the other board. Reviews. Yeah,
okay,
unfortunately.
Well, yeah, with the board. All right.
The board's right. Spoken.
Well, let the board hunters get it then.
Pardon me, sir. Did you read that as a user review, or did that come off the boards?
There's a difference. I know you're sitting there thinking there ain't a difference, but there's a difference.
There is.
Doomsday, did you write that off the boards or a user review?
Man, I'm surprised there's not more diarrhea at the end of this movie. Like, yeah. How do you not have a closing remark and it's shitting your pants?
When he was fighting that lady, he shat.
That's probably
he shat probably a little bit, right?
There's too many scenes of him shitting his pants. We have to make cuts somewhere.
So yeah, do you guys think they got married and lived happily ever after?
How could you have said, like, look, Dan Whitney is whatever he is. I'm, you know,
a
like,
very rich man.
I don't know him from anybody. How could anyone have sex with the Larry the Cable Guy character?
Right.
I think there's plenty of people who would want to.
There's a lot of teaching that would have to be done, I feel.
Yeah, like, what are those? What do I do with that?
Yeah.
Star fucking. get aboard.
Oh, well, you mean actually fucking like Dan Whitney as the personality. Yes, we're talking about fucking the Larry character that's ostensibly the same man in all of these movies.
Right.
Because in all these movies, he's got like babes and ex-wives and people who either plan on or have already engaged in sexual intercourse with him.
Now, maybe beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and we're seeing this through the gaze of Larry, and in real life, everyone around him looks
it's just bridge
like
trolls.
Him. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting at.
That's fair.
I see. Would anybody recommend this movie?
No, it's weak for even Larry Fair.
Larry Fair.
Welcome to Larry Fair. Everybody gets to wear a cutoff shirt and a camouflage hat. We're all eating chicken.
They'll be jousting at noon.
Hey, and you know what? The only similarity between Larry Fair and Renaissance Fairs is we don't believe in evolution.
King George W. Bush.
No, I would not.
No, this is detestable.
Yeah, I guess I would not either. It is short and sweet, and if you're in a
sweet,
just like as in like you're in and you're out.
Okay.
Sure.
Not sweet like emotionally.
Sir, did you taste this movie?
That's Larry the Cable Guy, Health Inspector. Directed by Trent Cooper. For more We Hate Movies, check out our website, whmpodcast.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We are at WHMPodcast. And write us a little letter to that mailbag, weallhatemovies@gmail.com. Rate and review the show wherever you get it. We'd greatly appreciate it.
And one other thing is there's another social media outlet that we haven't plugged in a long time.
Okay.
That's going, I think, you know, we're getting up to almost 900 members.
Oh, really?
That's the subreddit.
Oh.
Which I know is a dark corner of the internet, but if you are there, reddit.com/r/WeHateMovies, all one word.
Yeah, I can't tell you what happens on the rest of Reddit, but we have a lot of fun conversations on there.
I presume it's kind of the same thing on other Reddit, but just more, this thread is focused on us and
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, that's the important part.
So that's it for Larry, but next week, it's another live episode.
Oh.
Yeah. It's,
this is, what is this?
It's our trip to Waterworld. Live at the DC Improv from back in December. We're talking Kevin Costner. We're talking drinking pee.
We're talking good audio quality. Because I know, listen, I'm telling folks, you know, if you're like, oh, live podcasts, they always sound like horse diddle. Well, tune in, check it out. We've been trying to do our best to get the audio quality as best as possible on these recent live shows.
So next week, we're talking about and reading about drinking pee. Until then, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zeta.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
Dick Beer. Dick Beer.